Welcome to another edition of the Go Nose podcast. I am your host, Gregory McCoy. I am not a journalist. I am not a reporter. I am not an insider. I do not work for a website. The majority of my content comes from me and my opinion. Other information comes from the internet. Today is October 2nd, 2021. Just talking about the win today. It feels good. It feels good to finally get a win. I'm thankful for the win. I'm glad and happy for the coaching staff and the players, but it just seems like this team and this staff did everything possible to try to give this game away. And I have to say kudos to Jordan Travis. He almost single-handedly won this game with his scrambling ability. And I don't have anything against Mackenzie Milton, but due to his limited arm strength and limited mobility, I think you almost have to go with Jordan Travis if he's healthy. I think he gives you the best opportunity to win. We know that Mackenzie Milton is the more cerebral quarterback in terms of processing information, but I just think that he just gives you a more, Jordan Travis just gives you a more explosive element on offense. And you just got to stick with him the rest of the way. Special teams is horrible, man. I know Fitzgerald hit the game winner, but just we're not good on special teams, man. The defense played pretty well in the first half. But the quarterback for Syracuse was just running all over us. And he's not a burner. He's just 6'4". He's a long strider. And they were overrunning the plays, and he would just turn around and just run backside, no contain, and he would go 30, 40 yards. You got to clean that up. Now, I'm kind of happy with the fact that you didn't give up any deep passes, but, it just, you had the one cover six play where they was playing cover four on one side and cover two on the other side, and the DB has the flat, but he runs with the receiver, thus the crossing route is wide open, and he gave up a touchdown. You got to clean that stuff up, man. I don't know what Fuller's teaching, man. He knows more defense than, he's probably forgotten more defense than I'll ever know, but whatever he's teaching is just not showing up on the field. Offensively, you ran some smoke screens at the beginning of the game. They worked. You had to know eventually it was going to catch up to that. Cam McDonald missed a block. But I was kind of pleased that they got him involved in the game. I didn't like the design of the plays that they ran for him. But I was pleased that they got him involved in the game, and they need to do more of that. I would like to see him, run more slants off the line of scrimmage. I would like to see him run more drag routes off the line of scrimmage, quick outs, things of that nature, where Jordan Travis can get easy reads and make easy throws. He throws a deep ball. He has a strong arm. I'm not going to say he throws a deep ball well, but, just I would like to see more plays that go down the field. I would also like to see Jayshon Corbin get more opportunities, man. The offensive line played okay. Syracuse was getting home on a three-man front. So, we got work to do. We got the win. Jordan Travis almost single-handedly won this game. But we got work to do. And, especially on special teams, because special teams can lose you the game. You know, you had the muff punt. You just coverage teams, punt coverage, kickoff coverage, kickoff return. You and punt return also, but you just, you know, I've heard other podcasts say that they work on special teams. It just doesn't look like they do. It just doesn't look like they work hard enough. But again, not to sound like a disgruntled fan after a win, I'm happy that we got the win. I'm pleased that we got the win. I'm glad we off this 4-game losing streak, but we almost gave the game away. We almost gave this game away. We were up 10 points, and, you know, the defense was gassed because the offense really couldn't do anything. I just think you need more creative play calling. I know you can't sit back there and run Jayshon 25 times because they'll put, you know, 9 in the box, 10 in the box, 11 in the box, and just dare you to throw it. So, but you just got to be more creative. I think you got one of the most underrated tight ends in the country that's, you know, not utilized at all, not utilized correctly. You got to fix that. You got to get him more involved in the game. I think you got something special in Malik McClain. You got to scheme something for him. Parchment is a deep threat. A deep threat. I don't know what you can do on the offensive line to get more continuity, but you got to find something, man. But, again, all in all, thankful for the win. And we got North Carolina next week. You know, just hopefully we can, you know, keep this momentum going and try to turn this season around. I said last week, to me, this wasn't a throwaway season. I just felt like you just needed to put a guy in there that had a little bit more mobility, a little bit more arm strength. I was calling for Chuba Purdy. I still think that you can get him ready. I think you can still get him, give him more reps in practice and try to get him ready if we can't go on a winning streak, if we can't win any more games. You know, the last couple of games of the season, you can put him out there and just let him get some in-game experience and then let him compete for the starting position next year. Linebackers, well, I'll just go position by position. I thought the defensive line played okay in the first half. I thought the linebackers played better in the second half. And the DBs just stunk it up. Just not playing zone correctly. I don't even think they play man coverage anymore. Offensively, offensive line was okay. Nothing special. Running backs were good. Receivers were okay. Jordan Travis had a great game. And special teams, terrible. Punt coverage, kickoff coverage, kickoff return, punt return, just terrible. Kicker, I mean, the punting was okay. The punter was okay. The kicker was, he was all right. He hit the game winner. So I'll say he did okay, but we got a long way to go, man, before we can even think about saying that, hey, Florida State is back to even being, you know, mediocre. We're not even mediocre. We suck. But again, I want to emphasize, thankful for the win. Thankful for these guys playing as hard as they do. But you just, it's work to be done. You know, it's work to be done if we're going to turn this season around. And I hope this coaching staff and the players can do it. So, I don't do instant reaction. I don't do hot takes. This is just my thoughts on the game from watching the game. That's all it is. Not trying to be like other podcasts. They are, you know, they most of these guys, they sound better than me. They got sponsors. They do this for a living. This is a fan thing that I do. It's just a passion that I have for Florida State football. And that's it. And I'm not competing with anybody. I don't care what other people say or do on their stuff. I listen to like pretty much all the other podcasts. I don't incorporate anything that they do into mine. Again, this is just a thing that I wanted to do after Willie Taggart got fired. So I appreciate the little bit of people that listen. I really do. That's it. That's my thoughts on this game. I appreciate everybody who listens. And this podcast is available on all podcast platforms. It's available on YouTube. So please rate, review, subscribe. I appreciate the support. As always, go Noles.